Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, we're back to join you again here. Kelly Dean and myself, John Shinsky, are stepping in for Jack Ebling, who went down to Maui to see the basketball team play. And it's our pleasure to step in for Jack. I know we can't fill his shoes, Kelly, but we certainly can do our best for him. We're the second stringers here.
Second string, JV, John. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that today. We've known Jack Ebling for over 35 years. Remember back, he was a Cub reporter, I think, for the Michigan State News at the time when you and I were playing football at Michigan State.
Oh, we've known a lot of them. I remember Tim Stout was just starting out at that time, too. So we had an opportunity to get a chance to see Jack get off to a start and Tim get off to a start and a lot of different people. And I think that's indicative of this Lansing community. This is a community where people get an opportunity to start, and they've a lot of people in this community have spent a great deal of time here, and they're the ones that have built the foundation of this community.
I guess that means you and I have been around here for a long time. You look pretty good for an old football guy. So, John, I think it's a story. Here we are sitting today filling in for Jack, but you know, you started your career coming out of Ohio, recruited by Duffy Doherty, and had a full career and went on to get a PhD at the great Michigan State University, and all you've done in your life. And so it wasn't just all about football. But football gave both you and I the start.
You know, Kelly, as I look back at my career and see how blessed I was to be at Michigan State and to receive a degree here and get to know so many people in this community, this is my family. This is my community. I happened to be at the Sparrow Hospital last week and met one of my students that I had way back at Walter French in 1974. So, people are still in this community. They're great people, and I think we've all been blessed in many ways. And we think about that during this Thanksgiving time, about even though things are very, very tough here in our community, there's a lot of people who are pulling together to try to do everything they can to support this community and support various causes worldwide.
Well, John, yeah, in our next segment, we're going to have Joan Jackson Johnson on, and we're going to talk a bit about the greater Lansing community. But folks need to know about what you are doing and what you've done. You know, your story is that you were raised as an orphan, and I believe that the community would feel very special about this mission that you have. And so share with them where you stand right now with your effort to build your own orphanage.
Well, at the present time, Kelly, we've just had a tremendous response from this community, the Michigan State community. And we currently have 38 children who now have their own home in Matamoros, Mexico, because of the great support of this community and the state of Michigan. These are children who lived in the dump, who didn't have family, who didn't have anyone. They were in the streets, running the streets. And as we worked with the local community service agency, we were able to get these children into our facility. We presently have six buildings, 20,000 square feet. We've been able to give these children love, care, support, and to provide them safety and security. We're concentrating now on their education. The one neat thing about it, though, Kelly, is while this community has contributed to help us build this facility and operate it, we are now building relationships between our children in Mexico and the individuals here in Michigan. So we've had a lot of young people from this community go down to Matamoros and see our children. And just recently, we had 18 orphans from the organization we're working with, NPH International, to come here and perform at four different schools in the local area. And we wanted to give a broad base of performances. So we actually performed at Averill Elementary School, Lansing Catholic High School, St. John's High School, and then we were out in Springport Agricultural School.
Well, you know, John, as your dear friend, I want to serve as an advocate. You know, there aren't many people walking the face of the earth that are building their own orphanage, and that's what's so special. And you prayed and worked for many years for this opportunity, and it's just marvelous. The community needs to know you've raised over $1 million to build this home for the 38 that you have now, with a goal of having many more, and there certainly is a need. And there's many young persons there that, frankly, are truly blessed to have you. and we appreciate this tremendous job you're doing.
Well, Kelly, it's a community that has made this happen. And as far as I'm concerned, that $1 million is an investment into our worldwide community. And someday those young people who have been here just recently, they want to become Spartans and they want to become part of this community also. So,
well, won't that be something to have the first Spartans here? John has been honored in many ways because of this thankless effort that he and his wife Cindy are doing. And this next January, he is going to be going over to Mexico City, going to be the keynote speaker at an international group of orphanages where they have an opportunity to have a chance to grow now a group of 10 orphans. So we appreciate all. We're going to talk about this some more today, but I'm honored to be with you today, buddy.
Thanks, Kelly. It's my honor to be able to do this.
All right. I think we're coming up, and I think we got a news break right now, and we'll look forward to more Ebling and you after.